The theme of the message today is the Valley of Dry Bones. And it's taken from the book of Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. And I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says: Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." Israel was a nation in exile to the Babylonians, a nation in captivity, a nation that felt dead, as it were, through its sin and rebellion against God. However, these people who are scattered and with a sense of hopelessness are now given hope of deliverance through this prophecy, that they will be raised up out of the valley of dry bones and become a great nation again. Ezekiel's vision of the valley of dry bones came to him after God had directed him to prophesy the rebirth of Israel in chapter 36. God announced through the prophet that Israel would be restored to her land in blessing under the leadership of David, my servant, who shall be king over them, which is mentioned in Ezekiel 37, verse 24. Clearly a reference to the future under Jesus the Messiah, descendant of David. Admittedly, the Israelites probably had no consciousness of the role Jesus Christ would play in this prophecy. But because Jesus Christ is the descendant of King David, this prophecy not only concerns the nation of Israel, but also all those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The mentioning of Christ in the explanation of this prophecy reminds us of the unbelief of the Israelites in their relationship with God, and at the same time helps us today to understand that by God putting breath into the bones showed that he would not only restore Israel as a nation, but also in the future restore us in this present day and age, physically and spiritually, through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for reconciliation with the Father. In the Valley of Dry Bones, there were three life-giving sources that were missing for these bones to come and experience the abundant life of Jesus Christ. The three life-giving sources that were missing are mentioned in the following scripture. Let us read 1 John 5, verse 5 to 8. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. The water stands for the Word of God, which feeds, purifies, cleanses, and sustains us. We see in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 2, that the bones in the valley were very dry. And like these bones, we sometimes find ourselves in sin, in a desert place, helpless and abandoned without God. This is when we need the first of the three life-giving sources, the water. The water, his word, enables us to repent of our sins. It washes away the obstacles that have come between us and God. We need not put our trust in the things of this world, for they do not last. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Jesus also said, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." So you see, in this valley of dry bones, we need the water, which represents the Word of God. Let us confirm this by reading Ezekiel 37, verse 4 to 6. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." The second life-giving source that is needed in this valley is the blood. And this represents the blood which Jesus shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. This enables you and me to be conscious of our imperfection and our need for forgiveness from God in order to be reconciled with the Father. And this is what makes us aware of his righteousness at work in us. To have such an attitude of heart and mind before God makes us aware of the need to remain humble before him. Now, the third missing life-giving source in the valley is the Holy Spirit. Let us not forget that the Holy Spirit was in the Trinity of God as man was created. And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 2, verse 7. In the same way, God will breathe into the dry bones, and they will come alive. The Holy Spirit not only creates life, he seals us with God and enables us to become actively inspired, together with the Word and the blood of Christ, to do God's will. It is often the case that we find ourselves in a similar state of affairs as the Israelites. That is, for whatever reason, we procrastinate, feel sorry for ourselves, and have little or no hope for the future. This is when we become so lethargic in our faith, even to the point where we find ourselves in the valley of dry bones. This is when we too need resuscitation to have our faith resurrected and need God to give us the blessing of this prophecy. If you also need to revive your faith, remember the three life-giving sources that will get you back on your feet again: the water and blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. God bless you, Pastor Philip. There's a
man. There's a man who looks after you and me. He's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Angels know his name. He remains the same today. You should know his name. It's always been the today, as he was yesterday. Anytime, if you ever need a friend, anytime, no matter when. For heaven's sake, don't delay. Angels know his name. He remains the same today. You should know his name. It's always been the same. After you and me, he's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Angels know his name. You should know his name. It's always been the same today as he was yesterday. He remains the same as he was yesterday. today. He is the same today.